Irish Water have apologised to people who got sick from drinking unsafe water after two serious incidents of contamination last month, where 900,000 people were put at risk in parts of counties Dublin and Wexford, making at least 52 people sick in County Wexford, some who ended up in hospital. In Gorey, a power failure and a chlorine pump failure led to unsafe water entering the drinking supply for 5 days from August the 19th. It wasn't notified to the HSE until the 26th of August. The loss of a barrier against bacteria led to unsafe water in the drinking supply from the Ballymore Eustace plant on the 20th and 21st of August. Irish Water didn't tell the HSE until September the 1st. Niall Gleeson is managing director of Irish Water. When did he first know there was a problem?
Well, we were first notified on the 26th of August that there was an issue, and immediately we notified the EPA and the HSE and consulted with them on the issues. I guess at that stage the problem had been resolved. Wexford County Council had resolved the problem, and you know, at that point as well, the untreated water had been in the system but had flushed through, so there was no advantage in putting on a boil water notice at that stage when we were informed. The issue here is we should have been informed by Wexford County Council as soon as the incident happened. Now, I know they had some communication issues with their own operational staff around the issue, but that's what we're investigating now. That's what we're working on, is we're trying to understand exactly what happened, why there was a failure in communication, and why, you know, so our aim is to prevent the incident from happening again, or anything like this happening again. But if it does happen, that is communicated straight away to us, and we can take actions with the EPA and the HSE to inform the public and you know, issue boil water notices if that would be necessary.
The problem started on the 19th of August. It went on for 5 days. 5 days of water not being properly treated. 52 people sick, some in hospital. A week before the HSE were told. Why didn't you know earlier?
Look, it's a good question, and we are investigating that, and we're trying to work with the local authorities on it. We did have some issues on alarm. We had an issue with the process on the plant. There was some issues with alarms. There were secondary indicators that should have been picked up, and that's what we're trying to, you know, we're trying to understand that from Wexford County Council. And we're also rolling out, as we've said, this audit of 20 plants, the top 20 plants around the country. And we're going to work with the operational staff, make sure they understand the processes, make sure that they understand the alarm conditions, and if there are issues, that they know and they understand the reporting procedures that they must follow.
Ballymore Eustace, the biggest water treatment plant in the country, making unsafe water for 10 hours for up to 900,000 people. Why did it take 12 days to tell the HSE and the EPA?
Well, again, this was an issue where it wasn't reported to Irish Water. We discovered it during a subsequent audit of the plant. We were looking at other areas and we discovered this issue. So as soon as we discovered the issue, we informed the HSE and the EPA. But again, this goes back to, we need to be told straight away when these issues occur, so that ourselves, the EPA and the HSE can sit down and look at what actions need to be taken, if boil water notices or other remediations need to take place. That needs to happen straight away.
12 days, shouldn't you have known?
Yeah, again, in this case, we should have known. And again, the reporting protocols weren't followed. And that's what we're rolling out around the country now with all the local authorities, to make sure that the operational staff understand that communication with us, first of all, so we can support them and we can provide assistance. And secondly, that we can take remedial actions if the issues can't be resolved.
The Environmental Protection Agency described what happened as, quote, an abject failure of managerial oversight, operational control and responsiveness by Irish Water and local authorities in terms of their respective roles to deliver safe and secure drinking water. Do you accept this?
We do, and we accept the criticism of the EPA and the Minister, and we had our meeting on Saturday to look at all of the issues. We met with the chief executives of Dublin and Wexford, and we have agreed remedial actions that we will take, immediate steps, and that is, as I said, the rolling out of this protocol, of the protocols, and to remind the operators that they need to keep communicating with us and to to pass on information as soon as it's as soon as they discover issues. So again, we can support them, and we can again deal with the EPA and the HSE when things are, when it's necessary. So we can take the necessary steps to protect public health.
The EPA also say additional unreported incidents were uncovered by EPA inspectors during the auditing process, which supports the EPA's view of abject failures in managerial oversight, operational control and responsiveness to recognise the seriousness of these incidents for public health. You're subject to several fines in recent years, and you're back in court later this month to be sentenced over breaches in counties Cork and Kildare. Who's accountable for these abject failures, as the EPA describes them?
Well, certainly we're our management, Irish Water, is ultimately accountable. But what we need is the control and the oversight. We want to have a single organisation responsible for providing water services in Ireland, and that's what we're working towards in the SPU discussions. And we're in the WRC next month to try and encourage the water staff to come over to Irish Water and to work directly for us. And they're subject to talks with the unions. And once we get that organisational control, we believe these kind of incidents can be prevented.
What do you have to say to the people who got sick?
Well, look, as I said, we would like to apologise to all of our customers. These incidents certainly shouldn't have happened. We should have communicated quicker. We should have dealt with the HSE and the EPA to agree necessary steps when untreated water went in the system. So there was a failure there, and we're taking steps to make sure those failures don't happen again.